Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And a big shout out to our First Nation radio stations across the deadly country of ours, a Deadly Black Network. And you can have your say and yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. You got me for the next hour. And otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, all live. You mob, give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Let's open up the show with MDY Mara. Cruising is a deadly track. Do enjoy.
Going, where do you stay? I've made bad choices, but to let go of you would be my day. How is your family? How are your friends? Every little tear that I trickle, oh, I see it all come to an end. Yeah, we're cruising, packing up our bags, we're moving, listening to our favorite song, to you all night long. And it's night time, catch another break and unwind, I'll be there with you.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Represent me, green, black, red, yellow. Green, black, red, yellow. it on your mouth. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that choppy number again is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, have your say. Yarn up strong here with the bally one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. And that's the First Nation Radio Station, BBM, Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. If you're on the shy side, you can text a yarn as well, or query, or question, or statement, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. What's holding top stories in the news? Police pump Creek in hunt for William Terrell's remains. Australia must beat three unfortunate factors or face a bleak COVID winter like Europe. Dissent threats and fury. A mood darkens in New Zealand as COVID restrictions bite. HMAS Sydney's unknown sailor named after 80 years. House price set to rise faster than wages next year, even as property market shows slows and incomes pick up. Tonight's eclipse, moonrise, will put on a special twilight show for most of Australia. And what else we got here? I'm very proud today. Laidley makes first public appearance in return to North Melbourne. Catherine Duchess of Cambridge wears one of her most iconic Jenny Packham dresses for the second time at her latest royal show there. Victorians no longer trust Daniel Andrews, who could blame them. Shock twist in England cricket racism storm as whistleblowers' ugly texts reveal. So there it is. There the headline news. Tell us the news happening in your area with your mob, with your family, with your clan, with your organisation, with Tribal Mob. All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black, the Yarni Circle. So do utilise it, your mob. 1-800-422-416. Beds are burning. That's Southeast Desert Metal here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. You mob. That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, now simplifying the burden of diabetes. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Tia Bravery, Omnipod user, and in her late 20s was diagnosed with TID at 14 years old, and she has recently switched to pod therapy, which has given her a newfound freedom with diabetes management. We got Tia on the line. Tia, very good morning. How are you, sister?
Good, and yourself?
I'm
lovely
good.
To speak to you.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, sister?
So I live in Moreton Bay, Queensland.
Lovely, yeah. Beautiful. Still a Queenslander, yes.
Yeah.
Too deadly, thank you. All right, let's talk about your world in regarding as a person with diabetes, T1D, switch to pod therapy. So tell us the life before the pod in that sense so we can paint that picture there, please, sister.
Yeah, sure. So as you said, I was diagnosed when I was 14, and so I used injections for the majority of my life. So I've calculated it. Over 40,000 injections that I've done in my life.
Yes.
And I did use an insulin pump with Medtronic for about a year when I was 21. So in comparison to the Omnipod dash system, that has a cannula and some tubing, which then goes to the pump. So, yeah, look, honestly, the amount of decision-making that I have to make now is just so much easier having the pod. It's like, it's life-changing.
Yeah, like beautiful. I can hear the excitement in your voice, a smile on your dial, pumped up, Tia, so too deadly. And so when you're talking about the amount of needles, look, astronomical, and that's the world people live in regarding having TID, T1D. Mm-hmm. And now you've got this pod therapy. And you sound like an advocate and pushing the fact that everyone should be jumping on this if they've got T1D, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. It should definitely be an option for everyone because it just having something that works for you and makes the decision-making easier, that is what we need. It's so preventative for further complications that we can get from type 1 diabetes. So if we have something that helps us manage it in the day-to-day, that is your absolute best-case scenario. And this, for me, has just made my life so much easier. Yeah.
So paint the picture. How does the pod therapy work as such?
Yeah, sure. So the pod is just stuck on with an adhesive, and then we do everything using what they call a personal diabetes manager.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically just an Android phone. So even when you put the cannula is like sort of just inserted using that personal diabetes manager. So once you've put the pod onto wherever you want to put it, I tend to like having them on my arm. I'm not sure why. I just find it really easy.
Yep.
You just tell the personal diabetes manager that it's stuck on, that it's secure, and then it inserts the cannula for you. So it just does that. It's like so easy that you kind of go, is that all it is?
Yeah.
It's like flicking a rubber band, basically.
Thank you.
And because it's under that pod, you don't get like tubing catching or anything like that. And then everything is set up in that personal diabetes manager. So when you need to eat some food, you're just putting into it that I'm eating about, you know, whatever your amount of food is with the carbohydrates, and then it will calculate based on your rates that are in there, how much insulin needs to be delivered. And so that's what happens. So instead of having to do an injection where you might be taking a guess at how much insulin you still have active from a previous meal or things like that, it's already got all that in there. So it does all the calculations for you, which is just amazing. Like,
yeah, fantastic.
Accuracy.
So you don't really have to think about it, you know. It's done, and then you can just focus with your life, you know what I mean? You're studying or you're doing the J-O-B or, you know, or in a relationship, whatever the case may be, you know, you can focus and have an easier life and simplifying the burden of diabetes, yes.
Yes. Yeah, perfectly. That's perfectly said. Yeah, it's simplifying it. Yeah.
And so what do you do for Quid, Tia?
So I work for local government. So I actually work in public libraries.
Okay.
So I actually have a lot of people ask me because they see the devices on my arms.
Mm.
And I guess I really feel comfortable talking about it.
Sure.
I guess having something like this gives me a lot of confidence.
Yes.
And it is really great as well because, you know, if you didn't want people to notice, you can have it very discreet. So you can have it somewhere that people can't see. And all they see is you using something that looks like a phone, so people wouldn't even know that you had it on
you. Well, exactly.
But yeah, it's an amazing job. I'm very lucky to get to do what I do.
Well, most people walk around with their phone tied to their arm, especially when they're jogging or exercising anyway. So, you could be just a fit sister in action. 24/7.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing. It was great news. And like I said, an advocate. So to all peoples out there who've got T1D, have the conversation. Talk about the pod therapy. And look, it does wonders for you. And it's a fantastic tool. And thank you very much for sharing, Tia.
Thank you for having me on.
You take care. All the best.
All right. You too. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Beautiful. Yeah, Tia Bravery, her name is, and Bravery at that. Beautiful. Omnipod user and simplifying the burden of diabetes. So there it is. 1 in 5 adults with type 1 diabetes experience depression symptoms, putting them at an increased risk of neglecting their self-care. And despite incredible medical advancement since the discovery of insulin 100 years ago, not everyone living with type 1 diabetes has access to the same life-changing technologies to manage their condition. This World Diabetes Day 14. November, Omnipod is encouraging Australians to advocate for fairer access to technology for all living with T1D. So there it is. And fantastic, Tia. Thank you very much. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
like this. Check it, we gather here under the southern sky to make a statement, a spiritual guide. Take it back to like 67. We weren't even counted to that referendum. Imagine that being counted as fauna. We need voices to change the disorder. Come together, walk as one. Self-determination that must become. Till then we won't see no change. We need my people to take the reins. Put ourselves in position of choice. Our peeps, our land, our voice. Ancient laws through our tribes and clans. 60,000 years, it still stands. We need change, open up your heart. Time to listen to the statement, dog. Statement, dog.
Cause we don't need no one to talk for us.
See shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
In the deep washes in the shallows. I don't wanna speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. I see the shadows, I hear the shots. I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They wanna talk about how far we got.
Never stops.
Where the bodies drop, they build up their own parking lot. And they call that survival. Put us on a mission. Force fed as bubbles, they put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their hands, bodies at their feet. And there's a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers in the streets. Now the shadows never leave, no justice, no peace.
I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
On the product of resistance, I embody who survived. On the strength of that spirit, I'm the voice of who have died. So who the fuck are you to civilize? Now we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
Get around. Stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill up beside the old song.
Yeah, Shadows Edited. That's Briggs featuring Troy Cassadale here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, First Nations people want clean energy, say Indigenous communities forced to rely on dirty, expensive, and unreliable power. demanding a seat at the table to ensure Australia's renewable boom works for them. The First Nations Clean Energy Network aims to make sure the development of renewables doesn't join the long list of things done to and not with Indigenous Australians. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Tony McVoy SC, Wangan and Jungalungu, traditional owner and distinguished silk. On the line, Tony, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you going?
I'm very good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, brother?
Yeah, well, we are Wurri speaking people from around Claremont, west of Rocky.
Yes.
At Wangan and Jagalingu claimants. And I'm also a native title holder in my grandmother's country down in southwest part of Queensland at
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. Good footprint, brother. Look, here we are. First Nation people want clean energy at the say. We just need to be at the table, brother. It is the 21st century and sick of being not at the table and not in discussion in regard to, looking at clean energy. Yes, brother?
Absolutely. There is, at the moment, an absolute boom of investment and development and infrastructure going on. A lot of it going on our land and
yes.
waters and... We're not at the table. They are going around us, and they're not including us, and except in a few places. So this network's been established to try and to make sure that we get a seat at the table.
Look, and everything that's going on in this country, they're slowly opening up the doors, it's becoming the norm for First Nation people, traditional owners, to be at the table. So why not with clean energy as well?
Yes, look, clean energy's gone on such a rapid expansion they're all, it's like a bit of a gold rush, you know, and
yes.
they're all rushing to get it done, and in the, they haven't worked hard enough to make room for us and to include us, and so, you know, they just need to be reminded for a while and get it.
Well, in actual fact, if they don't have us at the table and then they find down the track, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the track, they go, oh, we didn't do due diligence and now traditional owners are claiming this, yeah, you know, it can create havoc and cost the government more if they don't do it properly from the get-go.
Yeah, there's all sorts of reasons why they should be making sure that they talk with us right from the beginning. But, you know... We've seen a bit of a reminder of that in the last bushfire season in early 2020, where all those fires happened along the East Coast, and then they started talking about, oh, well, we want to talk to blackfellas now about fire stick things.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, as if they've only just noticed it, you know, and we've been telling them for a long time about land, and they don't listen. Well...
We're laughing and giggling because, like, yeah, yes, we did tell you. No, you didn't hear us. I mean, like, you know, go figure. Honestly, have us at the table, have the discussion, and we can all move forward in the same vehicle, virtually, brother. So, with your mob there, is the traditional owners operating well with all facets of life, you know? But this is a very important conversation regarding clean energy.
Yes, very important. It's also really important for remote communities. I was doing some work up in the Torres Strait just last month, and up there they have to bring diesel over every month, and they get their energy from diesel generators.
Yes.
And have to pay power card for their power, and that just seemed to me to be crazy. I mean, they've got so much access to wind and solar that they should almost be getting their energy for no cost.
Sure.
Without adding to and being made to add to the climate change and the sea level rise, which is drowning a number of their islands.
Exactly. Sea rises. Yes.
Throughout the remote communities in the Cape and across the Gulf and through. And through into territory and Western Australia, a lot of those communities rely upon diesel or gas-fired generators for their power, and I think that there's just been an absence of foresight in making sure that people have access to power, which is clean.
Exactly.
And so So we would like to see that happen as a bit of a priority.
But we need to be at the table in regard to the plan of attack.
That's right.
Exactly. And clean energy, like you said, it's virtually a gold mine. They're going crazy with doing it and moving away from oil and what have you. And so we need to be at the table from the get-go in regard to moving forward. But thank you for your yarn there, Tony.
Yeah, my pleasure, brother.
Yeah, brother, and all the best and big shout-out there to your mob. And stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, bruh.
You too. Cheers.
Too, bruh. That's Tony McAvoy. He's the Wangan Jagalingu traditional owner and distinguished silk, Tony McAvoy, and talking about First Nations people want clean energy, say, and the Clean Energy Network aims to make sure the development of renewables doesn't join the long list of things done to and not with Indigenous Australians. And we need to be at the table for every conversation regarding land and about our people. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. 20-odd minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Time.
ake banana boy you me yeah. Bossy come and suti them too. Them too cold and belly ape. You sabe something, you sabe dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. Chill chill. Chill chill. Chill chill. Chill chill. Monkey and a turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. Them two bind it. One banana. A monkey stick for turtle. You stab me ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. I go knock your banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down. Billy up, eh. Something you send me dumper, not a bully fly, fly bully. She up show, oh colega. She up show, I'll go day. She up show, one time. She up show, monkey and the turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. Them two buy me one banana. A monkey speak for turtle.
Boys, become the main boys. I'm not chef, I dress to impress. Kicking back, I bring the best. Rocking with a mic on my chest. This dude about my culture and my family. Rock with me, eager my turtle. I'm flying high, knowing I'm a watch. I'm hurry, full with pride. I graduated school, but I want my people to do the same. Put your hands up, be proud, don't be ashamed. I know you're getting pressured by your peeps. Make your own church, stand on your own two feet. And believe, what's right from wrong. I know you got a long, and your hip is strong. You still got a long way to go. So we here, dropping our beat and my flow. Because we the Wonder Wonder Boys, we come to make noise.
Look out for Richie Bridge, I'm EG from Uri, Central Queensland, Murray. Raise your hand for the man, representing my land the best way that I can. Drop on the flow, letting everybody know what am. The name is Richard, I'm just spitting the scripture. And that's why I see the midget set up flabbing in it. We flip the mic to the side, make the crack and lock. Get back from far, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, here we come, turn around and run. Rock the spot, set and hard, 24, run the clock. Your ways are riggity, 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 break it down. I represent my town the best way that I can. Drop on the flow, letting everybody know what I am. Yeah.
We the Wonder Boys, we come to make noise.
Yeah, two Daily Wadja Wadja boys, Wurrubinda here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. On our parliamentary inquiry into examining rights of First Nations consumers, advocates for Indigenous consumers have welcomed a new parliamentary inquiry looking into corporations ripping off Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander consumers. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our dearly sister Samantha Rudolph, and she's the policy officer at the Consumer Action Law Centre. So on the line, very good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm a Wurundjeri woman just down here in Melbourne.
All right, beautiful. Thinking of your mob down there in South, borders about to open up and normality coming your way, yes, sister?
Yeah, no, I'm excited to have things get back to normal. I reckon it's about time, I think. So, yeah, pretty excited for things just to get back to normal.
Good, fantastic. So we're talking about parliamentary inquiry examining the rights of First Nations consumers and corporations ripping off Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander consumers. Which has got to stop, and it's fantastic there's an inquiry into this. So tell us where we're at with the inquiry.
Yeah, so we've currently just kind of had a bit of a chat with them. They're asking for a bit more information just about what we've seen with our work. We have a great partnership with the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service down here. Mm. We work great together, and we see these issues come up all the time. So at the moment, they're just asking for a bit more information. They're doing some submissions as well. So we're going to be having a chat with them next week just about what we've been seeing and just to talk about the impact it's had to people. I think it's really important, to give people a voice and to tell them it just not only affects, financially, but it affects people's every single way of life. So I
exactly.
think it's really important we bring that.
Well, I think a prime example, Samantha, would be the situation in the court case with Telstra and with First Nation people and taking on clients that couldn't afford the so-called bill and they got reprimanded for it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think it was much needed, to be honest with you. But what we're hoping with this inquiry is that it shouldn't have to get to that point where a huge fine comes forward, where a lot of people are impacted. We're hoping that this inquiry will kind of highlight the need for stronger regulation to stop commission-based selling. We're hoping that this inquiry will try and nip these things in the bud before it gets out of hand like it did with Telstra.
So I suppose with, proof or what's going on out there, First Nation people should be putting in complaints if they feel as though they are being ripped off, so to speak. So you've got more meat on the bone in regard to this inquiry as such, yes?
Yeah, definitely. So what we're asking for is, people to give us a call. If you're a mob down here in Melbourne, you can give us a call, you can give Val the call, or just contact your local representative or your local Cree action worker or local financial counsellor, and have a chat, because although there might not be something like we might not be able to do or help you right now, but we can definitely give people advice. But the more people we have calling in, the more stories we have to bring forward, And that's what we do as policy officers. We bring these stories to these inquiries, to government, and tell them like how bad the impact is. And it's quite unfortunately, like a lot of the stories are the same, which I think is quite disheartening as well. So, yeah, if you have any issues, like definitely have a chat with someone. There's always some kind of advice we can give people. And, yeah, the more stories we have, the better. Because it's all about, you know, self-determination and making sure that they listen to us, because we know what the issues are and we also know what the solutions are as well.
Well, exactly. And stories are not told, and you've got no support in regard to, well, the inquiry as such. But the more people are bringing their story forward, then, like I said, more meat on the bone, and it just shows you what's happening and the need to be action done in this area, in this space.
Yeah, look, you're so right. And I think that's one thing as well to take away from it. Like, you're not alone. You'd be surprised in how many people, you know, we hear, you know, coming from all different mobs. So it's not just a Victorian-based issue. It's from all mobs all over Australia.
Mm.
And it's quite surprising to hear that a lot of the stories are the same. So I think it's one thing to tell people, you're not alone, you know, and we hear stuff all the time. And what we're doing is to try and give you a voice and to give you the advice that you need. Yeah.
Love your work, Samantha. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your mob there, the team, the family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon, eh?
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Bye, Samantha.
Thanks, bye.
There's Samantha Rudolph, her name is, and she's policy officer at the Consumer Action Law Centre, and talking about parliamentary inquiry into examining the rights of First Nations consumers. So advocates of Indigenous consumers have welcomed a new parliamentary inquiry looking at the corporation ripping off Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander consumers and customers that need to stop. Have you say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416, and we've got Tony on the line.